The Future of Customer Service. Johannesburg, South Africa, July 17, 2018. In 1978, horror author Stephen King penned the book Trucks, which was made into the movie Maximum Overdrive a decade later. In it, machines come alive and begin to wage war with their makers. Definitely the stuff of nightmares, but also something that's been played out in literature and films for many years. What if the machines or technology created by humans become so intelligent that they take over the world? Already, there's evidence that the algorithms written to serve advertising to specific target groups on social media platforms has gained its own intelligence that even the creators can't quite understand. Techno-sociologist Zeynep Tufekci outlines this in her TED Talk, "We are building a dystopia just to make people click on ads." But it's not about machines and technology taking over. The advance of technology means that customer service has been taken to a whole new level. Some drivers of luxury cars will already be familiar with the concept of the car alerting the driver to potential hazards or the need for a service. In fact, some cars even offer a concierge service, which can contact a service center on your behalf should that be required. But that still requires human intervention. Calling a service center and trying to find time in a full diary to get something fixed means that a lot of people put such things off until it's a matter of urgency because the device, appliance or product has stopped working. Richard Chetty, director of customer services for Samsung South Africa, says, "Samsung's people-centered focus is what drives the innovative technology we create. With every new product, a novel set of customer service opportunities arise. The IoT certainly brings an exciting dimension to how we will respond to connected products and customers. What if your appliance could contact the service center on your behalf? That's what the future of customer service looks like. Soon, all home appliances will be connected to the internet and each other. Smart appliances are already able to self-diagnose. In the future, this self-diagnosis sensor will initiate a service request. All this could happen without the user having to even know about it. With connected appliances, a service technician could access the appliance remotely and assess what needs to be done. Only if a physical interaction with the appliance is required, will the user need to get involved. There is an opportunity now for increased skills upgrading. In the future, there will be less requirement for ordinary call centers and more required for specialized technicians within the customer service space. People won't have to contact a call center for information. The appliance will have everything stored, from warranties to service plans and history. We are gearing up for this future with our engineering academies and look forward to embracing the new ways we can service our customers' needs," concludes Chetty. Far from taking over the world, the IoT is more likely to organize the world. With all the administrative tasks taken out of users' hands and placed into a highly sophisticated communication system, people will inevitably have more free time to simply do life.